Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Today's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we go to the gymnasium for all of the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver and Brian Patch with us here at the New Knoxville High School Gymnasium in New Knoxville, Ohio. Small town America at its best here at New Knoxville. We welcome you to the broadcast, the Fort Recovery Indians and the New Knoxville Rangers battling here this evening. Again, no junior varsity game tonight, so nothing to report to you there. New Knoxville just does not have enough players to have a junior varsity team. They only have 9 players on their varsity, and that's it. All the basketball players in the high school. We'll return with an interview with Jim Melton, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, coming your way in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day in January. Our pharmacists provide care and services that are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in our local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists have shifted from just dispensing medications to being integrated members of the healthcare team involved in patient care. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Burn, Indiana to speak with our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at New Knoxville, we have the head coach of Fort Recovery with us, Jim Melton. And Jim, talk about last weekend briefly, a split there, a tough overtime loss to Delphi St. John's, and then a tough win over Wapakoneta on Saturday, but a win.
Yeah, it was, it was a difficult weekend for us. Friday night was emotional against St. John's, obviously. It was, a dogfight all the way down to the end. And, and then the next night against WAP on Saturday, it turned into another dogfight. So, hopefully we've had a good week of prep and we're ready for another doubleheader weekend here. And we'll get her started off here with New Knoxville tonight.
Well, Saturday was certainly with your philosophy. If sometimes the ball is not going to go in the basket, then the defense has to come through.
Yeah, we really, I talk about bringing that lunch pail every night, and they did that Saturday. So, our defense got us the win there. We, the ball's not going in the hole every single night. Got to bring your defense and rebound.
Talk about New Knoxville. Obviously, they're struggling a bit this year, but a school with a lot of athletic tradition, you can never take them for granted.
Yeah, they're a young team, but they've got a few nice players, and number 12, Covert, number 22, Beerline. They've got some pieces there, so they're capable, so we can't be overlooking anyone tonight.
Are you all in one piece tonight?
Yes, we are healthy.
That is good news. And how about your starters?
We're back to Derek Judy at the point, Grant Kanapke and Regan Martin on the wings, and then Clay Smits and Brian Benn in the middle.
Okay, Coach, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians here at New Knoxville. We'll be back in a moment with the play-by-play of the game, myself and Brian Patch, right after we pause for this.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way, whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
There are lots of reasons you love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order pizza.
Well, we don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, we don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to New Knoxville. I'm Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch. We're about set to go here, Brian, for the basketball game. Unfortunately, the scoreboard with all the scoring on it is where we can't see it. So we'll do the best we can. See who's starting for Fort Recovery. We got Grant Kanapke. Coach Melton just told us a moment ago, if I would have been listening. There's Clay Smits, Brian Benn.
Derek Jeudy, I see down there.
Yeah, he's going to be a starter. He'll be starting at the point guard.
And then Regan Martin, it looks like.
Yes. You are correct. New Knoxville, one of the smallest schools in the state, if not the smallest, only about 110 kids in the high school. Only 380 students in the whole system. Their freshman class has 21 kids in it, and only five boys, and none of them play sports, so they have no freshman boys athletes.
Great chance to get a prom date, though.
Yeah. Yeah. The senior class is about the same in numbers with 21, but they have more boys in the senior class. And then the two middle classes, one has 30, one has about 40. So you're talking about 110 kids in the whole high school, which Fort Recovery is not too far off of having that many in one class now, I think. Where are we at now, about 70 or so?
It varies, but we're anywhere from 70 to 85-ish or so in there.
New Knoxville starters being introduced right now. That would include... Got Owen Carroll down there. Also Carson Bierlein. Max Henschen. Also starting for the Rangers is Ryan Osborne. And the last starter is Patrick Coberts. They had their homecoming tonight. Their homecoming king was Jacob Rollins, who's on the basketball team. And their homecoming queen was Jacqueline Leffel. So for those of you who know kids in this area, that's who got the big crowns tonight.
And Carson Bierlein is their leading scorer, averaging almost 20 a game. So probably hear his name a lot.
Here we go with the start of the game. Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Derek Jeudy comes up with the basketball. Indians are playing at the basket right underneath of us. We are in the end zone here tonight. Grant Kanapke up top to Regan Martin. Martin goes back to Kanapke on the left, back to Martin. Right side it goes to Derek Jeudy. Jeudy back out top to Kanapke, back to Jeudy. He's in the center circle now. He'll pass on the left side to Grant Kanapke. There's Regan Martin in between the circles. Lobs it inside. It's up and no good. And it went out of bounds, and Fort Recovery will keep the ball. Who was that?
Grant Kanapke missed it.
Little, his hands on the ball there.
Little lob pass for backdoor. Could have been a dunk if he could get up there. But.
Into Clay Smits. It's up and no good. The ball's knocked out of bounds. Obviously by Carson Bierlein, but they give it to New Knoxville anyway. Fort Recovery will set up in a full court press here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians in tonight's basketball game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna and all of Dr. Banna's staff, including Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart, who are Fort Recovery graduates. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. New Knoxville makes it across on the full court pressure. Back on the left side it goes over on the wing. There is Patrick Coberts. Back on the right. No score in the game here. We're just underway from New Knoxville. Early start tonight because New Knoxville has no junior varsity team. Right side to Patrick Coberts. Out top to Carson Bierlein. New Knoxville being very deliberate here, Brian.
Yeah, working the ball around. We're a man-to-man, not really sure what they're trying to get here, but they're definitely being patient.
Got it inside to Carson Bierlein, and he hits about a little five-foot jumper. And that makes a score 2-0. New Knoxville with the early lead in the game. Again, Cal Pharmacy, your first quarter scoreboard sponsor, into Clay Smits, and he'll pass back out to Derek Jeudy. Derek in the lane over in the corner to Grant Kanapke. Back out top to Regan Martin. Back over on the left side it goes. Here's a drive to the hole. Up and good by Derek Jeudy, and that ties the game. Derek Jeudy getting the first basket of the game for the Indians. 2-2 here. New Knoxville with the ball. They try to get it underneath. Stolen away by Regan Martin. Martin will bring it up the court across the timeline. Passing over on the right side. It's swiped out of the air by Patrick Covert of New Knoxville. He goes down and lays it in. That makes it a 4-2 New Knoxville lead. Very nice crowd on hand here tonight. Well, they had their homecoming for one thing, so And hemmed in down there is Regan Martin. It's knocked out of bounds. Should be the Indians' ball, and it is.
Regan put the ball above his head, and that's one thing you can't do when you're getting trapped, because then you basically, they just buried him. You got to be strong and on balance. So.
You know anything about Coach Mike Piatt?
I do not.
He was just here.
Last year, it's his
last,
first year.
Last year, yeah. So he's in his second year. Ball went out of bounds again. Fort Recovery gets it. Here's Clay Smits in the lane. Up no good. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville to Carson Beerline. Ryan Osborne will bring the ball up. He'll pass over on the left side. Over on the wing it goes to Owen Carroll. Back around the horn. Right side, back out top. With the ball's Beerline in the lane. Free throw line. Passes it off. Over on the left wing to Max Hinchin. Hinchin goes down low. Puts it up and it's good. Carson Beerline, their leading scorer. 6-2. New Knoxville leads by 4 here in the first quarter. Derek Judy on the left side to Grant Kanapke. Here's the ball knocked out of bounds. As trying to pass down low was Gavin Toby for the Indians. And got Brian Benn coming back in and leaving as Toby and leaving as Judy. Also coming in for the Indians here is Cale Rammel. Here is Clay Smits in the lane. Banks it off the glass and got it. And that makes it a 6-4 game. Clay Smits and Derek Judy with the two baskets for the Indians so far tonight. Here's Beerline with the ball, and they're going to call timeout. Timeout, New Knoxville. I think they were concerned they weren't going to get it across in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I believe so.
So with timeout on the court, we'll be back right after we pause for this here on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio. You're listening to Indian basketball tonight, Fort Recovery at New Knoxville here this evening. We'll return in just a moment.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest snowflakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh my, that is a coyote.
Grr, grr.
Run, Joe, run.
Grr, grr.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Grr, grr.
New Knoxville with the ball back in play here. They lead 6-4 over the Fort Recovery Indians in the early going. There's a long three. Good. Hitting the three for New Knoxville there was Max Hinchin. That makes it a 9-4 New Knoxville lead. Fort Recovery with the ball. Back outside with it now is Ryan Post, who's in the game. Post will dribble, pass on the right side. Down in the corner, back outside on the far corner. Cale Rammel goes to the hole. He puts it in. Cale Rammel makes it. And it's 9-6. We're just waiting for that kid to explode, Brian.
Yeah, and part of that will be when he gets a little more in a rhythm, gets more playing time. He's kind of been up and down and hasn't got a lot of minutes. But once he gets some minutes, watch out.
Once again, Rob Weaver here along with Brian Patch, our studio producers, Owen Shane back at FortRecoveryRadio.com, Lindsey Green at WPGW Radio. Shot inside by Beerline's no good. Rebound comes down to Ryan Post. Post on the right to Grant Kanapke. Back out to Post to Kanapke. Inside to Brian Benn. He puts it up, no good. Got his rebound. Back up. It's no good. Rebound, New Knoxville. Patrick Covert came down with the ball. And here come the Rangers up the court, leading 9-6. Over on the left side, three-point shot is in and out, no good. Rebound, New Knoxville. It's good.
Indians missing a box out there underneath, and Patrick Covert was able to take advantage of it.
Covert with his fourth point of the night. Fort Recovery with the ball, trailing 11-6 here. Clay Smits underneath to Cale Rammel. There's Grant Kanapke in the corner. Fires a three. It doesn't go. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. Rangers with the ball. Ryan Osborne will walk it up the court across the timeline. He will hand off over here to Covert, Patrick Covert. On the left side to Owen Carroll. Back out top it goes to Ryan Osborne. They tried to get it into Beerline, and they say that the ball is kicked by, I think, Clay Smith, so it'll be out of bounds to New Knoxville. 2:03 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget to ask Cal Pharmacy about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. A great program from Cal Pharmacy. Here's Beerline up and no good. Short. Rebound. Clay Smith to Fort Recovery. Over it goes to Fort Recovery's Ryan Post to K.O. Rammel. Back on the left side to Kanapke. Back out top to Post. Back on the right side to Clay Smith. Here's a shot from the top of the key by Post. No good. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. Indians are just not shooting well tonight, Brian.
No, but they're getting great ball movement. I really like it because they're able to get some paint touches and they're swinging the ball quickly around the perimeter. Just got to be able to knock down some shots and finish the possession.
New Knoxville leading 11-6 here in the first quarter. New Knoxville's been struggling this year. Not many wins. Their overall record is 2-10. Indians have a record coming in tonight of 8-3. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound Fort Recovery's Clay Smith as Max Hinchin missed a three. He hit one a moment ago. Ryan Post right side to Grant Kanapke. Here's Gavin Toby in the game now. Back out to Post. And here's a ball kicked out of bounds by Covert, Patrick Covert of New Knoxville. That'll give the ball back to the Fort Recovery Indians. Here comes the inbounds pass. Goes out deep to Grant Kanapke out at the angle. He'll pass over on the left to K.O. Rammel. Rammel dribbling the ball. There's Ryan Post now. Post will dribble. Comes back top of the key. Feeds back to Rammel. In the corner to Kanapke. There's Clay Smith cutting across the lane. Got the pass from Kanapke and hits the shot. Give Kanapke the assist and Clay Smith the basket. And it's 11-8 now. Smith's leading the team at the moment with 4 points. New Knoxville with the basketball. Outside is Beerline on the left. Covert with the ball. Patrick Covert back to Beerline. Turns, spins, fires, misses. Rebound comes to Beerline. Somehow he got that rebound. And now there's a foul on Fort Recovery. That was quite an effort by Carson Beerline to get that rebound.
I'm impressed. First time I've ever seen him play. For a sophomore, he's well put together, very athletic, and has some nice moves. Looks like a nice player for him.
Don't forget, you'll find Cal Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, Versailles, and also in Indiana, in Bern and Union City, Indiana. There's one near you, Cal Pharmacy. Here is Beerline up and in. Right at the gun. Carson Beerline makes it 13 for New Knoxville. 8 for Fort Recovery. We'll be back with more here in a moment on PG14 and Jay Country 101. Mac basketball coming your way tonight from, once again, the New Knoxville Gymnasium in New Knoxville, Ohio. We'll return in just a moment.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thanks again to Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. For the finest in pharmacy services, it's Cal's Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles and Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Bern and Union City, Indiana. Start the second quarter. New Knoxville has the basketball. K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Three-point shot is up and no good by Max Hinchin. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Post with the basketball. He'll dribble to his left. We've got Ryan Post, Gavin Toby, K.O. Rammel, Grant Kanapke, and Clay Smith in the lineup. Here's Clay Smith hitting one off the lane, about an 8-footer.
All six of his points has kind of been in that same spot, working that left elbow against that high post in the zone. So
Clay does lead the team with 6 points here, and the Indians are back to within three at 13-10. Inside for New Knoxville. There's Beerline up and no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. And so Carson Beerline is going to go to the free throw line for two shots. Again, they only have 9 players on their whole team. No JV players.
2 of them have never played basketball before, ever.
It's up and no good by Carson Beerline. Obviously, Beerline has played before.
Yeah.
He's only a sophomore, by the way. Boy, they've had some great players coming out of this school. Shots up and no good again. Missed them both.
Had some great teams as well.
Fort Recovery brings the basketball up. Derek Judy on the left to Regan Martin. Back out top to Grant Kanapke. There's Judy. To Regan Martin to Kanapke. Down low it goes. Back on the right, there's Derek Judy. He got a 3-point shot. Derek Judy with his first basket of the evening. I take that back. He had a 2 in the first quarter. It gives him 5 for the night. First three-pointer.
And that was a great pass by Gavin Toby as well.
Stolen by Fort Recovery, but New Knoxville stole it right back. Jacob Rollins stole it right back, who's the homecoming king tonight. And he threw it away. Knocked away by Clay Smits, and Gavin Toby comes up with it. Over to Grant Kanapke, now to Derek Judy. Judy with the basketball. Indians have it tied at 13-13 on Derek Judy's 3 a moment ago. Regan Martin, right side it goes to Grant Kanapke. Back out to Regan. Here's Clay Smits back on the left side. Judy drives in, feeds in the corner. There's Kanapke. Yes! Grant Kanapke on a 3. That's his first basket of the evening. And the Indians have taken the lead for the first time, I think, isn't it? 16-13. Inside, and New Knoxville had the ball knocked out of bounds, they say, by Clay Smits, but I don't know. Looked like to me Patrick Covert touched it last, but I'm a lot further away than the official is on that one. Here's the inbounds pass to Carson Beerline. Puts it up, no good. Rebound comes to Derek Judy of the Indians. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Regan Martin back out to Clay Smits. Play in the lane, and he has it blocked, and there's a foul called on New Knoxville. Might have been a little bit of a travel there.
Oh, no, that's a good call. That's a Euro step. You get 2 steps now, Rob. They've completely changed the game. They give it a name, and now you can take 2 steps once you pick the dribble up. That's how it's done now.
Clay Smits puts it up and in.
But it was an aggressive, strong move. I really liked it.
It was. He will have one more. Clay Smits bounces the ball. He's only a junior. He puts it up and in good again. We're 2 for 2 from the line tonight, and the Indians lead 18-13, starting to pull away here from the New Knoxville Rangers. Full court press, and New Knoxville throws it away. Regan Martin picks up the loose ball to Derek Judy. Judy across the timeline, dribbling towards the top of the key, passes on the left to Regan Martin. Martin back out top to Grant Kanapke. Back to Martin. Martin looking for a teammate. Goes to Cale Rammel along the lane. Back out to Derek Judy. Judy finds Clay Smits on the baseline. And a foul is going to be called on New Knoxville. On Carson Beerline.
Even though Clay didn't get a shot up, it was a great shot fake and power dribble to get him a little closer there to draw the foul. He's playing well tonight, Rob.
Timeout is called by New Knoxville. The Indians lead here 18-13 over the New Knoxville Rangers here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and then recommend the best products for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Here's an inbounds pass to Cale Rammel. He puts it in. Cale Rammel converts on the inbounds play. That's his fourth point of the evening, and the Indians now lead 20-13. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery's Cale Rammel. I remind you, we're airing the game on all of our stations, all of our radio stations, besides FortRecoveryRadio.com. Shortly here in the next half hour, we're going to be cutting away to the Blackford game on 100.9. So if you want to hear all the Fort Recovery game, 105.3 is where you need to be. 105.3 for all the Fort Recovery game. Eventually here in the next half hour, we'll be breaking away to the Blackford-Mississinewa game on 100.9. Just for your information. New Knoxville with the basketball. Over on the left side it goes. Now along the lane, back in the corner. That's Owen Carroll with the ball now. Back out top to Max Henshin. 4:12 to go here in the second quarter. Indians lead 20-13. And inside to Caleb Lagerman. Lagerman. Underneath with the ball there was Ryan Osborne, and they throw it away. Derek Judy, a beautiful pass to Regan Martin, who lays it in. What a beautiful pass from Derek Judy, Brian.
Yeah, it was. Hit him in stride as well. All you do is just catch it and lay it in.
Martin with his first basket of the evening. And here it's stolen by Grant Kanapke. There is Regan Martin. He hits another one. Regan Martin with two in a row. And it's 24-13. Indians really putting it to the New Knoxville Rangers. Here's a shot up and in by New Knoxville as Lagerman, Caleb Lagerman, breaks the press and gets the easy lay-in. Here's a shot by Regan Martin. No good. And chasing the ball out of bounds was Cale Rammel, but he couldn't catch up with it. I just started to say a moment ago that Regan Martin hadn't taken any shots tonight, but all of a sudden he's taken three shots here in about 30 seconds.
Well, the Indians are on a 16-0 run until that last field goal for New Knoxville. So,
giving them a 24-15 lead at the moment in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Down in the corner, their star player is not in there right now. As Berline, does he have three fouls or something? Or?
No. Probably just getting a quick blow, I'm assuming.
Ryan Osborne with the ball. Back on the outside it goes to Patrick Covert. Covert top of the key. Passes on the left side to Owen Carroll. Now with the ball is Ryan Osborne. Back around the horn. Over on the right wing it goes to Owen Carroll. Back on the left it goes. There's Max Henshin with it. He tries to bounce pass it in, and they say that Cale Rammel kicked the ball, so it'll be given back to New Knoxville. Let me remind you that K&L Tractor Sales and Service has the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool that's great for all seasons. See the Great Plains Turbo Max at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. 2:28 remaining here in the second quarter. Indians of Fort Recovery lead 24-15 over New Knoxville in a MAC conference game. Right side it goes. Only 380 kids in this whole school system, K through 12. There's the ball thrown away, or did we touch it?
Derek deflected it out.
Derek Judy touching the ball, so it'll be given back to New Knoxville. Patrick Covert will toss it in to Ryan Osborne on the left side to Max Henshin. Now with the ball is Owen Carroll. Right side to Max Henshin. He'll lob down in the corner. And they're going to say that Owen Carroll was stepping on the sideline when he caught the pass. So an unforced turnover there on New Knoxville. Cale Rammel is playing quite a few minutes tonight. Tossing it in to Derek Judy. Cale Rammel, only a freshman. Derek Judy with the ball in the angle. Passes down along the sideline. Now cross-court pass to Clay Smith. Short, got his own rebound. Back up and no good again. Rebound, Clay Smith's again. Back up and no good again, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. And Clay Smith will be at the line for two shots. We're in the second quarter, a minute 38 to go. Indians lead 24-15 over New Knoxville. Clay Smith with two shots here, and it's no good on the first one. Versailles leads the conference with a 4-0 record. They're 13-0 on the season. Delphus Jefferson is also undefeated in the conference at 3-0, and they're 10-1 on the season. Up and no good again, but we get the rebound. Cale Rammel comes away with it. Outside to Derek Judy. Judy dribbling the ball. Left side to Grant Kanapke into Cale Rammel. He scores. Cale Rammel with 6 points now, having one of his better games. And it's 26-15. Indians lead. Stolen by Ryan Post. Post comes down, tries to lay it up, knocked out of his hands. New Knoxville came down with the ball, and they're going to bring it up the court. Going down, up, and no good on the layup was Ryan Osborne. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Derek Judy comes down, puts it up and in. Derek Judy with a total of 7 points now, and it's 28-15. Indians leading by 13. Here's a ball deflected by Cale Rammel, picked up by Clay Smith. Give Rammel credit for that turnover. Derek Judy over in the angle, comes towards the center circle, passes to Grant Kanapke. 33 seconds to go. Indians are going to play for the last shot here. Ryan Post with the basketball to Derek Judy. 21 seconds left now. 28-15 is the score. Fort Recovery on top here in this second quarter of play. Down to 12 seconds. Grant Kanapke goes to the hole, puts it up, missed it. Rebound, out of bounds, will be given to New Knoxville. And they'll have time to shoot here with 6 seconds to go. Got a sub coming in, and Regan Martin. Grant Kanapke will go out. Here come the inbounds pass. They're not going to get a shot off. There's Beerline. He passes it off, and the shot's up, and no good by New Knoxville's Ryan Osborne. I was kind of shocked there that Beerline passed it off.
Yeah, he had a nice little wide-open 15-footer and turned and had his back to the basket, I think, when he called it, and then maybe that kind of stopped him from shooting it. But rather see him shoot it than the guy he threw it to, for sure, if you knew Knoxville.
So Fort Recovery with a 28-15 lead now over the New Knoxville Rangers here, leading by 13 points. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment and Simplicity and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment and much more, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. And don't forget, they have excellent service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way with Brian Patch right after we pause for this.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way, whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
2020 is finally here. It is a new year, and if it is a lot like last year, there will be many good times and some not so good times in our lives. We at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your family, our community, and our country has a joy-filled and prosperous new year. Be supportive to those less fortunate, and let's do our part to make 2020 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at New Knoxville High School, the famed New Knoxville Gymnasium. I think they actually, at one time, didn't they expand this? It was smaller than this, I think.
Yeah, it was quite a bit smaller. They put in the, I guess, end zone seating, whatever you want to call it, where we're at up here. And then they extended that end down there by maybe 10 feet or so. So they that upgraded it quite a bit. So
gymnasium has a seating capacity of somewhere in the vicinity of 1,100 people here. And it's fairly full tonight, not a sold-out crowd. But really, considering their team is only 2-1, it's pretty decent following here.
Yeah, well, it's getting cold outside. You got basketball, nothing else to do here. So you got to come out and watch the kids and support your kids. And that's the one thing I think that's great about these smaller communities over here in Ohio. They do support their students and their communities. So
that's for sure. Well, let's move over to Brian Patch and take a look at the halftime stats, Brian.
All right. Well, the first quarter, the Indians saw themselves down on the scoreboard, 13-8. And the second quarter, the Indians outscored New Knoxville 20-2 to take a 28-15 halftime lead. Clay Schmitz is leading the Indians with 8 points. Derek Jeudy with 7. Kel Rammel with a career high as a freshman for varsity in a varsity uniform, and that's with 6 points. Regan Martin with 4 and Grant Kanapke with 3 to give them the 28 total points in the first half.
As far as the New Knoxville Rangers are concerned, they had a total of 6 points from Carson Beerline. He had 3 two-point field goals, was 0 for 2 at the free throw line. 4 points for Patrick Cover, 2 two-point goals. 3 points for Max Hinchin and 2 points for Caleb Lagerman for the total of 15 points. Here at the half, again, the Indians have 28. Normally, we would catch you up on the JV game, but there was no JV game tonight, as New Knoxville has only 9 basketball players total, so they do not have a junior varsity team. They have no freshmen playing basketball at all. None. 0.
Yeah, I remember watching those last year with Daniel when he was an 8th grader and had a chance to watch him play, and they had 1 or 2 eighth graders back then. The rest of the team was 7th graders. So not sure what happened to those kids, but that's unfortunate.
And New Knoxville, if you didn't catch our conversation earlier, they only have about 110 kids in the high school. And the freshman and senior classes are both around 20. And in the freshman class, there are only five boys. And, again, no athletes there as far as nobody's playing any sports. There might be athletes, but they're not choosing to play any sports. And then the middle classes, the freshman and the sophomore and the junior class, have about, one has 30, one has about 40. And they're hoping to be back to a JV team next year. They say the eighth grade class coming in is a pretty good class with several male athletes. So hopefully back to a junior varsity next year for the New Knoxville program. You know, we talk about 380 kids in K through 12. I mean, that's getting pretty small.
I graduated, I think, at Jay County with like 350-ish, 345, something like that.
In your class?
In the class, yeah. Not the whole system. And to think of that, though, Rob, I mean, as small as what the school is, it's not like it's dropped in a lot of population, you know, as far as student enrollment. And I think that at one point they had won 60-some games in a row or something like that, 45, I don't know what it was, but it was almost like 50-some games they had won in a row. We're state champs. This school has produced an NBA player. So, I mean, it's a very rich tradition, powerhouse in basketball. And, you know, unfortunately for them and in the community, they're on a little bit of a downcline, or it looks like in the boys' part of it anyway. So,
yeah, talk about that NBA player who broke the glass.
Yeah.
Was it a regional game?
I think so, yeah. Actually, I had seen the game a couple times, even though obviously not from Fort Recovery, but Bobby Leverett has brought the tapes down. We've seen him sitting in our house around in the evenings watching it once in a while. He showed me the tape, and I don't know if it was district or regional, but when Eschmauer hit it and brought down the house and the rim and everything else on top of it, they had called the game. I mean, they still had time left, but we were up enough and had ended up just calling the game, and obviously had to replace the whole system. So that's kind of hard to do at high school level, to do as quickly as what you would see in the NBA or whatever. But
and that was against Fort Recovery. So you say Fort Recovery won that by default then, huh?
Yep, they just called the game. So
interesting.
I think that was in a district. I could be wrong, but I think that's where it was. I just remember watching it. So
it just came to mind because it showed up on Facebook the other day.
Yeah, that's what I saw that.
Somebody had posted the YouTube link to it. That was I know we were broadcasting that at the time. I remember Jeff Overholzer was the play-by-play announcer.
I remember listening to it, actually.
And talking about the glass breaking.
By the way, Bob just sent me a text, so he just said that it was district semis is where it happened.
Okay. And it was at Wapakoneta, I know that. Okay, we're set to go here with the second half. Fort Recovery with the basketball, leading 28-15. And here's a pass to Clay Smits, double team. Now dribbles, that was a mistake, almost lost it. Passes on the left side to Regan Martin. Back out to Derek Judy. Zone defense here for the Rangers. And a big shout-out to the Stogglers listening in down in sunny Florida. I hope it's sunny for them.
It is. I saw pictures of them golfing.
Out to Derek Judy. Left side to Regan Martin. Clay Smits with it at the free throw line. Drives to the hole. He got it. Clay Smits scoring. That gives him a total now of, I think, 10 on the night.
Yep.
10 points for Clay Smiths already this evening.
And the Indians jump back out in a 2-2-1 full court press as well.
New Knoxville with the ball. Max Hinchin with it. He'll pass over here to, once again, their star, Carson Beerline. Here with the ball now is Max Hinchin. Derek Judy tried to grab it away from him. Over to Carson Beerline. Beerline back over to Hinchin. Hinchin on the left, dribbles to the top of the key. He'll feed over to Patrick Covert. Now to Carson Beerline. Beerline on the right side to Covert. Covert fakes a shot, goes to the top of the key, dumps it off to Ryan Osborne. Now here's Carson Beerline again to Osborne. Osborne will pass over to Owen Carroll with the ball. Carroll goes to Beerline. Back over to Owen Carroll. He'll fire a three, and it's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Grant Kanapke. Down it goes to Regan Martin. Tries to feed into Brian Benn. Knocked loose. Clay Smits grabs it. Over to Derek Judy. Back out to Clay Smits. Smits on the left of Regan. Shoot the ball, Regan. Come on, man. That was open.
Especially, as I say, when you're that open and you're a shooter, you let her fly.
Absolutely. He wasn't even looking to shoot. Derek Judy to Regan Martin on the left. Back out to Derek Judy. Inside to Clay Smits, passing to Regan Martin. Now he's open. Now he fires, and it's too long, no good. Rebound comes down to Max Hinchin. It's okay. I'd like to see him shoot those. He can drill those shots.
Especially in that corner. That's his favorite shot.
Over on the left side to Max Hinchin for New Knoxville. Fort Recovery leads 30-15 here in the third quarter. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the Farmer's Friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Inside, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery, fouling Carson Beerline. Don't forget, Cooper Farms has an excellent program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. You'd like to sell your corn to Coopers, just give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Here we go with the inbounds pass. And what do we got here?
Well, Ryan Post checked in for the wrong guy who Coach Melton wanted out. He wanted Derek back on the floor instead of Derek came off the floor. So Coach Melton sent Derek back in. You can't do that once you come out. You have to wait for at least some time to run off the clock. So Derek has to set it at the table.
Inbounds pass comes to New Knoxville. Ryan Osborne on the left to Max Hinchin. To Ryan Osborne. Osborne dribbling the ball. There's Covert. Back out to Owen Carroll. Over on the left side it goes to Covert. And the ball's kicked by Ryan Post. Out of bounds to New Knoxville. It'll be Patrick Covert going down to put the ball into play. New Knoxville had 13 points at the end of the first quarter. They only have 15 now, and we're at the five-minute mark of the third quarter. So they have really hit the skids. Left side it goes to Ryan Osborne. Out to Patrick Covert. Over on the right now to Owen Carroll. Back around the horn on the left to Patrick Covert. Outside it goes to Max Hinchin. Right side. There with the ball was Ryan Osborne. Around over to Owen Carroll. Carroll dribbling towards the top of the key. He'll pass it off to Patrick Covert. New Knoxville with the ball, trailing 30-15. The ball's kicked by Ryan Post.
Right now, the Indians' defense is very stingy. They're struggling just to get passes off right now as the New Knoxville Rangers.
New Knoxville 2-10 on the year. They've not won in the conference. Fort Recovery is 8-3 on the year. We have a very disappointing conference record, but we play some really close games that we haven't been able to put down in the win column. Indians on the conference side are 1-3 coming into tonight. There's timeout, New Knoxville. New Knoxville calls timeout. They can't get anything to go here. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I will remind you, if you're listening on 100.9, if you haven't already turned over to 105.3, please do so, because we're going to be breaking away on 100.9 to the Blackburn-Missinawa game And Fort Recovery will be heard only on 105.3. Of course, you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
That's Mississinewa, Indiana, right?
Mississinewa, Indiana, yes. Okay. Shots up and good. Finally, somebody hits a shot as Carson Beerline connects to make it 30-17. And finally, New Knoxville gets off that 15. Beerline has 8 points in the game, but most of those came in the first quarter, maybe all of them, except for that shot right there. Yes, Gas, good old Gas City, Indiana, where Mississinewa is located. Unlike Mississinewa Valley, here's a shot up and good by Derek Judy as he lays it in. And Mississinewa Valley even spells their name different than Mississinewa, Indiana. Here's a ball stolen, or is it?
Yep, Clay Schmitz had stole it and ended up throwing it. Got deflected out of bounds on Grant, looks like.
That's what the official said anyway. I think Carson Beerline helped the official with the call there. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. Don't forget, they've got a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We've got a lot of great job opportunities, too. Check out cooperfarms.com/careers for all the job opportunities at all the Cooper Farms locations. Cooper Farms. .com/careers. I don't know what the holdup is here, but
we had an elderly woman getting off the floor in a wheelchair.
Okay. She's seen enough, has she?
I guess.
New Knoxville with the ball. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Scoring for New Knoxville was Max Hinchin on a three, his second three of the night. That makes it now 32-20. New Knoxville back to within 12. And despite all the dismal offense from New Knoxville, they're still in this game. Derek Judy over to Clay Smits in the right corner. Derek looks, dribbles in, has the ball tied up. Reaching in there and grabbing it with him was Jacob Rollins, who won the Homecoming King competition tonight. So New Knoxville gets the ball on the alternating possession here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Radio Rob with you along with Brian Patch, Coach Patch. And we have a 32-20 score. Indians in the lead. New Knoxville with the ball being pressed full court here. Beerline passes up, and there's a shot good by Max Hinchin. I think that might have been a little traveling music too myself. But
I would agree on that.
Derek Judy with the basketball out of the center circle. 32-22, lead is down to 10. Right side to Derek Judy, back on the left to Cale Rammel, back out top to Judy. Right to Grant Canapp, he pops a three, does not go. Rebound chased down, out of bounds, who gets it? New Knoxville. Indians want timeout. Fort Recovery calls timeout, the score with 1:58 to go in the third quarter. It's Fort Recovery 32. And New Knoxville 22. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day in January. Our pharmacists provide care and services that are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in our local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists have shifted from just dispensing medications to being integrated members of the healthcare team involved in patient care. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana to speak with our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Don't forget the Hall of Fame game is tomorrow. Two inductees into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame. We'll have that for you tomorrow. Here's Clay Smits hitting an easy, uncontested shot just inside the free throw line. Nobody got on him there.
Actually, that was a great out-of-bounds play that Coach Milton just ran to get him open.
And here is the ball loose, picked up by Beerline, and he's going to be fouled. He'll have two shots coming. They're going to say Clay Smith's called for the foul. At the line, Carson Beerline with the ball. Number 22, only a sophomore, and he hits it. He's a nice-looking player, that's for sure, isn't he?
Yep, very athletic and has a knack for scoring and pretty impressive for a sophomore.
Got them both. That gives him a total of 10 points on the night. And it's 34-24, back to a 10-point game. Fort Recovery with the ball with a minute 32 to go in the third quarter. Inside Ryan Post on the left, Grant Kanapke. Down low to Brian Benn. He'll stop, spin, fires, and can't get it to go down. Rebound, Carson Beerline. He'll dump it over here to New Knoxville's Ryan Osborne. Around the horn it goes on the left to Covert. He goes inside to Beerline, back in the wing. Now with the ball is Jacob Rollins. Rollins will pass to Max Hinchin. Hinchin back over here to Ryan Osborne. Ryan Osborne dribbling the ball between his legs. Passes over on the right side to Jacob Rollins. What would they have done to you back in the day had you dribbled between your legs at Jay County High School?
I knew not to. I couldn't, Rob.
New Knoxville with the ball. They're just being very deliberate here, trailing by 10. Beerline on the right side it goes. Maybe they're going to go for one shot here, obviously. It looks like it. I'm not sure that was their initial intent, but now we're down to 30 seconds. Right side it goes to Patrick Covert. And the ball's loose, and they lost it out of bounds. No shot. Indians get the ball back. Boy, that is what is really discouraging when you work the ball, and then you lose it out of bounds.
Well, I think they're trying to get a back screen in that high post, but I'm not really sure, Will, or what they're trying to accomplish off of some of that, because we just bumped that screen and take it away. So,
Ryan Post to Grant Kanapke, top of the key. He'll whip a pass inside to Brian Benn. Oh, my, they say it went off Brian. Or say it went off nobody. It definitely went off New Knoxville.
Coach Milton's not real happy with Grant making a one-handed pass like that, so he came out.
Down comes New Knoxville. Shots up and no good, and a foul's on the shot. No. He stepped out of bounds.
Kind of got lucky because I think thought they were going to call a foul on a three-point shot with 0.6 seconds. So.
0.6 on the old clock here, and we're not going to get a shot off. Comes in to, I take that back. Comes in to Cale Rammel, and he just barely missed.
Almost hit a half quarter there, Angie. She's doing some scrapbooking tonight. Couldn't be here, Rob. So she said, you're sounding great. So,
well, that was almost a thriller, but not quite. So we're at the end of three. The score, thanks to Cooper Farms, by the way, for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's 34 for the Indians, 24 for the New Knoxville Rangers. We'll be back in just a moment.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter. If you have one, put it this way. Whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Here at the New Knoxville Gymnasium, home of the New Knoxville Rangers. And the score is Fort Recovery 34, New Knoxville 24. Fort Recovery will have the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. So what's your philosophy going into quarter number four, leading by 10 here, Coach?
Keep attacking the zone. Make sure we get it inside. We had a lot of success when we got it to Clay Schmitz in that high post. And, you know, most teams just like to pass around the zone. You want to make sure you attack some gaps as well with some penetration. So,
Cale Rammel on the left. He'll pass back out to Derek Judy. Derek goes right side to Ryan Post. Ryan goes to Clay Schmitz on the high post. Clay dribbles in the lane, stops, pops the shot, got it. Clay Schmitz, another one. And it's 36-24. How many for Big Clay now?
That is 14.
New Knoxville with the ball. Here's Carson Beerline around the horn over on the right to Covert. He feeds inside to Beerline, puts it up, and he got it. Over the top of Clay Schmitz. Carson Beerline.
Nice little up and under move against in traffic with Cale Rammel there also defending the club.
Gives him 12 points. You say he's averaging 20 on the year?
Yeah, 19.5 it looks like.
Derek Jeudy goes to the hole, lays it in. Nice move by Derek Jeudy. That gives him a total of 11 points tonight. And it's 38-26. Indians lead by 12. New Knoxville with the ball. Out top, the Carson Beer line pass on the right. Knocked out of bounds by Derek Jeudy. And New Knoxville will have it right in front of their own bench here. Here comes the inbounds pass. There's Carson Beerline out on the three-point line. He'll feed off to Max Hinchin. Patrick Covert, right side it goes to Jacob Rollins. Rollins dribbling the ball. Still dribbling, passing over here to Carson Beerline. Back to Jacob Rollins, back to Beerline. Beerline on the right wing. Ryan Osborne around the horn to the other side. Patrick Covert. Here's Beerline again. Three-point shot. Good. Beerline connects on a three. That gives him 15 points on the night. And it's 38-29. New Knoxville trailing the Indians. Under 10 now. First time they've been under 10 for quite a while. Clay Smith's inside. He puts it up and can't get it to go down. Rebound comes down to Patrick Covert. New Knoxville has the ball. Here comes Ryan Osborne up the court. He'll feed to Carson Beerline, being guarded by Clay Smiths. Left side it goes to Max Hinchin. Back out to Ryan Osborne. Here's Carson Beerline. Right side to Osborne. There is Hinchin with the ball. Max Hinchin dribbles out towards the center circle. Where's number three in his uniform? Patrick Covert with it. Back over to Hinchin. Top of the key. Carson Beerline. He passes off. There's Hinchin with the ball again. Over to Osborne. New Knoxville with the ball. Trailing by 9. 38-29. A basket here would cut it to 7. Or maybe 6. Here's Carson Beerline out front. Guarded by Clay Smiths. Around the horn to the right side.
Oh.
And we got a collision inside. And calls on New Knoxville.
Beerline just threw, literally just two-handed shove Clay Schmitz out of the way. Clay had great position on defense and just got thrown to the ground. Right, and you can't do that right in front of the official. Got caught.
So Carson Beerline called for the foul, his third of the night. That was a big opportunity missed there by New Knoxville with 4:40 to go in the game, and Fort Recovery calls timeout. Coach Jim Melton says, I want to talk a moment to the guys here. We're not where we want to be. 4:40 to go in the game. Indians on top, 38-29.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at New Knoxville's Gymnasium, New Knoxville, Ohio. Home of the Rangers of New Knoxville. And the Indians of Fort Recovery trying to rack up their second conference win of the year here tonight by beating New Knoxville, keeping New Knoxville winless in the conference. Again, Indians a pretty nice record overall, 8-3, but doggone it, all three of those losses are in the conference.
Yeah, and two of them are against the top two teams of Versailles and St. John's. St. John's lost last Saturday after they beat us in overtime to Lima Shawnee, who's absolutely loaded. So two of our losses are to the top two teams in the conference. So.
And the
other one to Minster.
Got a foul called on Fort Recovery on a screen. And St. John's game, of course, was an overtime game. So Fort Recovery turns it over. They called the foul on Gavin Toby, who's in the game now. New Knoxville with the basketball. Chance to cut it down to 7 again. With the ball is Max Hinchin out front. He's dribbling, passing over on the right side. There's Jacob Rollins. Rollins stops, feeds to the right wing. Max Hinchin gets it. He'll go inside to Beerline. Puts it up, no good. Nice looking shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Derek Jeudy. Jeudy comes racing down across the timeline. Dribbles with his right hand. He'll pass on the left to Regan Martin. Inside to Brian Benn. Back outside to Kanapke. Right side to Derek Jeudy. Jeudy dribbling, feeding to Regan Martin, top of the key. And they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane on Fort Recovery. Must have been on Gavin Toby. I don't know.
Yep, that's who they pointed to.
Clay Smits comes back in. Kale Rammel comes back in. Gavin Toby goes out. Brian Benn goes out. 3:40 left in this basketball game. Coming to you from New Knoxville tonight. After the game tonight, we'll join the Pacers game. Pacers playing Minnesota this evening in Indianapolis. Carson Beerline out to Max Hinchin. Hinchin feeds over here to Patrick Covert. Now to Beerline again, top of the key. Right side to Covert. He dribbles to the top of the key. Feeds over to Ryan Osborne. Back to Beerline. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Derek Jeudy. Jeudy comes down across the timeline. Right side it goes to Regan Martin. Underneath, shots up and no good by Clay Smits. He's fouled. And they're going to call also time because the star player for New Knoxville just turned his ankle. Carson Beerline on the floor with an ankle injury. Well, we hope it's nothing serious. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away, folks. We have 2:57 to go. Indians leading 38-29.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, Clay Smith's at the free throw line. He just converts both free throws to make it a 40-29 lead and give us a little bit of breathing room as Carson Beerline went off the floor on his own. But I would doubt if he's going to be back tonight. 2:39 to go in the game. Outside to Patrick Covert. With the ball there is Rollins. Now to Owen Carroll. Carroll being hawked by Kale Rammel. And he throws it away. Jeudy with the steal. He lays it in. Derek Jeudy with the steal. And he lays it in. That gives him a total of 13 points tonight for Derek Jeudy. Out front is Jacob Rollins. Right side it goes over in the corner to Max Hinchin. Hinchin goes baseline, fires a shot, missed it. Rebound, Kale Rammel to Derek Jeudy. Jeudy comes down across the timeline. Nothing better than a MAC conference game, and we've got one tonight here at New Knoxville. Fort Recovery and Fort Recovery's opponent, the New Knoxville Rangers. A minute 46 to go. Right side to Clay Smits. Back outside. Indians are just going to... Oh, here's Jeudy going to the hole, and he lays it in. Derek Jeudy going to the hole, and he puts it in.
I think the Indians had all intentions to run the clock out, and all of a sudden the seas just parted, and Derek went down the middle and laid it in.
15 points now for Derek Jeudy. He puts it up and missed the free throw. The rebound comes down to Ryan Osborne. New Knoxville with the ball, trailing by 15. They are out of time. A minute 30 to go. And Jacob Rollins came in. He lost the ball, and it goes to Fort Recovery.
Nope, they're calling New Knoxville ball.
Oh, they are?
he took off and ran down the other end like he knew it was out on him, and they ended up giving it to him.
So New Knoxville gets it back. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Out deep it goes. New Knoxville does not have time to mess around here. They got to shoot the ball. Inside, Covert up and in. And a timeout's called by New Knoxville as Patrick Covert gets his sixth point of the evening. We'll return in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order a pizza.
Well, we don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, we don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
1:24 left to go in the game now. Indians will have the ball inbounds, and there's a timeout called by Fort Recovery. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. JV game. There was no JV game tonight. New Knoxville does not have enough players for a junior varsity team. They only have 9 players in their whole program and no freshmen at all. They are a pretty young team, though. Only 3 seniors out of the 9. They've got 2 juniors, and the rest of them are sophomores. There's 4 sophomores on this team, including their star, Carson Bierlein, who has not seen the floor since he turned his ankle about a minute ago. Indians have the ball. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Carson Rammel across the timeline. He'll pass on the left side to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbles the ball, goes in, stops, back outside to Regan Martin, back to Kanapke. 13-point lead. Indians are in no hurry to score here. Derek Judy on the left to Clay Smits, back outside to Regan Martin. Martin in the lane to Clay Smits. He'll put it up and in. Clay Smits gets another basket. He is leading the Indians in scoring tonight. 46-31 now. Indians pulling away again. Up and no good by Patrick Covert. Rebound Derek Judy. Judy will be in the backcourt and then walk his way across the timeline. Feeding on the left to Grant Kanapke. Back out to Derek Judy. Down to 30 seconds. Judy goes to Clay Smits. Back outside. No more shots. That's going to be the end of it. Regan Martin with the basketball, back out to Derek Judy. Down to 21. Fort Recovery will go to 9-3 on the year. 2-3, I should say, in the MAC conference. 2-3. New Knoxville will stay at 2 wins on the year and winless in the MAC conference. 2 seconds. 1, and there she goes. Indians win 46-31 over the New Knoxville Rangers. Stay tuned. We have the postgame show coming up in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101 Radio. Actually, we're at 105.3 at the moment, and also FootRecoveryRadio.com. We'll have all the stats and Coach Melton coming up, so stay tuned for that in just a few moments. I'm Rob Weaver with Brian Patch from New Knoxville High School.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest snowflakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have 6 sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh my, that is a coyote.
Grr, grr.
Run, Joe, run.
Grr, grr.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Grr, grr.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and then recommend the best products for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Back here at New Knoxville High School, where the Indians have defeated the New Knoxville Rangers 46-31. Let's go over to Brian Patch and a recap of the game. Brian, take it away.
All right, scoring went like this in the first quarter. New Knoxville jumped out with a 13-8 lead. The second quarter, the Indians came blazing back with a 20-2 second quarter run to put the Indians up 28-15. In the third quarter, New Knoxville led that quarter with a 9-6 quarter, but the Indians led at the end of the third 34-24, and the Indians outscored New Knoxville 12-7 in the fourth to take a 46-31 victory. The Indians were led by Clay Schmitz with a season high of 18 points. Derek Judy added 15, which is a season high for him as well. Next in line is Kel Ramo, a freshman who had a career high of 6. And then Regan Martin with 4, and Grant Kanapke added 3.
For the New Knoxville Rangers, they were led by their freshman, sophomore Carson Beerline, with 14 points. He had 6 two-point goals, and 2 out of 2 at the line. 9 points for Max Hinchin on 3 threes. 6 points for Patrick Covert on 3 twos, and 2 points for Caleb Lagerman. The 31 points for the New Knoxville Rangers. Again, that final was 46-31. You have the head coach of Fort Recovery joining us now here high above the court, Jim Melton. Hey, Jim, congratulations. A game that you were favored to win. You came in and knew what you had to do and got the job done.
Yeah, we got off to a shaky start. kids battled, and we just had to battle through some adversity there early on. And you know, they were fired up. I told the kids that they're hungry to get their first MAC win. It is what it is. I mean, they were, you know, we were a little stagnant early, but once we got regrouped and got a few things figured out, then we started, doing some things that, I really like seeing them do that we worked on all week.
Well, big advantage in that second quarter, outscoring them 20-2, and that puts you back in the driver's seat after trailing at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, we had to ratchet up the pressure. it just wasn't enough. Our half-court offense was stagnant, so we had to create some, up-tempo and create some offense out of our press. And fortunately, the guys executed in that segment, and we got the job done.
Cale Rammel, perhaps his best game of the year. He came through with 6 points for you, and a lot of those, well, all of them were basically when you needed them.
Yeah, Cale, you know, I keep telling him he's, you know, you're no longer a freshman at this point in the season. You're pretty much, you've got all this experience under your belt, and just play. Don't worry about mistakes. Just go out there and play like the Cale Rammel we know that he is. And, you know, and he, I felt like he looked a little more loose and comfortable tonight.
Excellent 1-2 punch for you from Clay Smits and Derek Judy. We had Clay with 18 and Derek with 15. That's a pretty good combination there.
Yeah. We you know, I told Clay that he would have, a huge advantage tonight with his size. And, Derek, we talked about punching gaps, and he did that. He was, he was knifing through that zone. And, those guys executed. Everybody, really, it was a full team effort.
As you look at a zone defense, what are your personal keys to being able to beat a zone defense when the opposition throws that at you?
Well, we talked about ball reversals and catching the defense shifting, and we held the ball a lot, way too much, off of one pass to the next pass. We'd hold and survey. Well, why they're holding and surveying, the defense is recovering.
Well, Coach, tomorrow night you're home against Arcanum, a big night, Hall of Fame night.
Yep.
Two new inductees being inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow evening, and should be a big crowd for you there at the Fortside Fieldhouse. They'll be anxious for another victory tomorrow night.
Well, hopefully, Arcanum's on a roll. They're 7-5. If they were able to go over to Newton and clip them tonight, they'll come in tomorrow night, rolling a little bit at 8-5, if that happens. We're going to have our hands full. They've got some players that can play, so, I've got the scout ready. We'll do our walkthrough and shoot around in the morning, and, we'll get the guys ready for tomorrow night.
Of course, you're old school, and any emotions about that?
Everyone's asking me that, but, my home's in Fort Recovery now. I respect the administration at Arcanum, and I still have relationships with those kids because that's what I'm about. I'm not going to deny that there won't be a little bit, but once the ball goes up, my coaching instincts in basketball is going to kick in. So, our guys are all together. We're a big family, and we're going to stick this thing out and try to send the Trojans back down to Dark County with a hanging L on them. So.
That would be your 10th win of the year if you get it tomorrow night. Pretty nice first part of the season.
Yeah, we've still got a lot of work to do. I mean, as a coach, if you're ever satisfied, you probably should just get out of it. But, we're making some progress. We really are. We're making some strides defensively, and that's what I want to see. We can score with anyone, but I really want to see us hunker down defensively. And we're seeing it. We're starting to see it, so. We'll just take it one day at a time. That's all we can do.
Okay, Jim. Hey, thanks you so much for stopping by, and thanks for the pregame conversation as well.
Yep.
Wish you the best tomorrow night.
Thanks. Safe travels.
Hey, thank you. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians defeat the, again, New Knoxville Rangers tonight by a final score of 46-31. Again, trailing at the first quarter, 13-8, but the Indians outscored New Knoxville 20-2. In that second quarter to take a 28-15 lead and never gave it up after that. Once again, leading the Indians in scoring tonight, 18 for Clay Smits, 15 for Derek Judy. Again, 6 for the freshman, Cale Rammel. Nice game for Cale. 4 for Regan Martin and 3 points for Grant Kanapke. Once again, the Indians are 9-3 and 2-3. In the MAC Conference. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver. Thanks to our studio producers, Owen Shane back at FortRecoveryRadio.com and Lindsey Green at the radio station. Thanks to Brian Patch for being alongside. And we do remind you, we will have the game tomorrow night between Arcanum and Fort Recovery. It will only be at 105.3 FM. Again, 105.3 FM tomorrow evening with also the broadcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Have a great night, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver saying so night, so long, I should say, from New Knoxville, the home of the Knoxville Rangers.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio.
Today's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.